G'day everyone, welcome back to the QSIA podcast series. Thank you for joining me again. I said we would be back with a lot more content and we are back here. And this is one that's a bit of an update to what's happening with the reform process. And I'm being joined today by a small scale fisher in central Queensland who works in the net fishery. Can I welcome to the podcast, Brett Fox. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
I'm good. Let's talk reform process. So one of the major questions, and I'm asking this as time goes on and I'm talking to different people working different parts of the supply chain. You're a commercial fisher. Give me your sense of where the process is in your mind now.
This government has just steamrolled the process. They don't take any notice of the key stakeholders. They say they do. They pick and choose who they want to go down to Brisbane to meetings. It's all yes men. These people don't represent everyone or a lot of people. They're only there for themselves in one form or the other, and they can say they are, but they aren't. This process has just been pushed upon us. It's a continuation of Palaszczuk's father's reform that started many years ago, and it is just driven by him in the background. This government does not even have consultation with anyone now.
Okay, it's a good summary. I think the consultation process was a tokenistic one. I know that in your part of the world, there were small groups that met with the department. The previous port visits, and I remember back when I started with you guys 10 years ago, that they were par for the course. And yeah, there were some angry people in the crowd, but you get that when you're trying to change somebody's livelihood and potentially undermining that livelihood, you would expect that there'd be some people that might get a bit upset with what's being discussed. For you personally, Brett, in terms of consultation, did they reach out to you at any point, or was it just you heard things secondhand?
Secondhand. I was never notified or never had phone calls. Half the time when you ring them up, you can't get hold of them. The other day was 3 days, changed the symbol on the license. They think that they have no need to reply or consult with fishermen anymore. There's that many agendas behind the scenes. And the biggest loser out of this is the consumer. Like, I spoke to a retailer the other day, and I'm a big supplier of this place, and he has major concerns for his 40 staff in that place. And not just that, after having a seafood festival for 20 years, that the public really, really want fresh seafood, and they're not aware of what this reform is going to do to probably 70% of commercial fishermen. And just after this reform, we have to worry about marine parks and closures and ongoing pressure. And the quota that was taken off that we were allocated, if you look in a graph over the last 20 years, our graphs go down and up. Well, they took their period of their graph of the lowest part of fish caught in a 5-year period. So if we're catching 20 ton of fish for 5 years, and the next 5 years we caught 10 ton because of tsunamis and bad weather and droughts, and the next 5 years we had floods and the period went back up to 10 ton again, they took it from the 5 ton period and then took a percentage off us as well. So they've taken us, although we've caught a steady level of fish over that period, they've taken us right from the bottom of the barrel and then taken a percentage off us as well. So They're double dipping. They're just crucifying people. And I know people that have had cancer, and some of these people aren't even going to get 2 ton of fish to survive on for a year. This is just unbelievable what this government is getting away from, and they need to be held accountable.
If you had a message to send to Minister Ferner, what would it be, mate?
Come down and sit down with serious people and take notice, because, mate, you're only going to stuff this fishery up in Queensland for every person that lives here. You have no idea, and I've proven that from the past, from taking previous fisheries ministers out and catching fish. How we catch them, they had no idea. And sitting in an office, you just do not have a clue. Stop pushing the agenda of trying to get rid of commercial fishermen. I want to know why people in government and fisheries departments and ministers, for a start, that why do these people think they know more when they get placed in a position when a government is elected? So when do people that are appointed to high positions do not have to have any qualification? Like, if you went to become a mechanic, you've got to study for 4 years and do an apprenticeship. And people that are put in these positions, this is a major fault with our politics, that get put in these positions to run different aspects of this government and then manage our fisheries, just do not have any experience. And this has got to stop, because when is Mr. Ferner, that has been in the police force, have any right to be commenting or pushing fishing agendas?
Yeah, good question. I don't have an answer to that, mate. You floored me in that. I don't know.
Everyone has to do an apprenticeship to be qualified to do a job in this world. So why should politicians be any different? Because this is what is wrong with this country, that people get put in these positions that aren't qualified. If you go for a job at a CEO's office for a mining company, you have to have experience. You just can't go off and say you're a truck driver and then run a multi-billion dollar company. This is a major, major fault in politics in Australia.
I reckon most pollies go into the job to try and do something good. I think there's not typically an intention to screw industry over or any other group over in this situation. And, you know, we've talked about this before, but it's worth mentioning again. You lose nothing by picking up some car keys, getting in a car and driving to meet the people that are on the ground to find out what's going on. And Shane Snow's mentioned this before. Alan Bobberman, our chair, has mentioned this before. Shane being our vice chair. We've asked for this kind of better engagement from this government, but they've chosen not to engage in a real and a meaningful way. And there's not a lot we can do about that, but what we can do is what we're doing here. And in exactly what you said, we're serious people. We're going to have some serious conversations around the management of our fisheries, because at the end of the day, if this is done poorly, it's people that lose out on livelihoods and impact on families. And it doesn't have to be that way. And it doesn't have to be about wedging us against the recreation lobby or any other group that goes out to fish. I think if we can get over that hump, and I think we're getting there more and more, the message has to come from the seafood consumer as well. And that's another bit of work that we're doing. I think all fishermen need to get involved in is we need the consumer to start jumping up and down about this, because the day that we're gone, we've said this before, the target's been on us. Where do you think that target's going to go once we're out?
Oh, that's correct. That's correct. And look, if you look past what government has done in the last 20 years alone with the spanner crab industry, coral trout fishery, they're looking at the Spanish mackerel, what they've stuffed up in the mullet fishery at the moment. Every major fishery that government has interfered with that they are going to fix has completely failed. Taylor, when they changed the sizes, the Broome, when they changed the sizes, we've just caught 5% of what we used to catch, and that's over 10 years ago, those two changed alone. The spanner crab industry in Harvey Bay, Bundaberg, has completely failed. Now, there's not even any boats going out catching that anymore. Now, that was a thriving industry. There was 30 boats working that for 15 years. It was so productive. They got involved. They stuffed it up. All our product was going to be worth a lot more. It went completely the opposite way. It flopped. Then there was people left the industry. There's quota there that people won't even go and catch because it's just not worth it. Fisheries, that they just don't take notice of people on the ground.
Thanks for joining us again on the podcast. You can find out a lot more about what's happening with the reform process and what that will mean for industry and the community by checking out the podcast site or going to our website or alternatively going to our Facebook site. Thanks again for your support. A lot more content on the way. Thank you for joining us. And we'll catch you all on the next podcast.